From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The cap over BP's damaged oil well is still leaking, but the official in charge of the government's response says the device is not being removed. NPR's Carol Van Dam says the Coast Guard is not overly concerned about the situation for now.
Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the cap is creating far more pressure in the well, and that's generally a good thing. But the buildup in pressure has caused small cracks, allowing oil and gas deep down to seep from the well. Allen says the leaks, for now, are not big enough to cause alarm, but BP will keep monitoring the leaks, and if the pressure rises too quickly, Allen would order the oil giant to vent the well. That would prevent leaks from occurring near the sea bottom. It's not clear at this point if BP and the government will stick to Plan A and eventually hook up the cap to the damaged pipe to pump oil to ships waiting on the surface. If that happens, crude would again be free-flowing into the water for at least 2 or 3 days. Allen says he doesn't intend to do that unless he has to. At the same time, the government worries that keeping the cap in place could cause other oil leaks. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama is pressing Congress to extend unemployment benefits. The Senate is set to vote on an extension proposal tomorrow. Mr. Obama says Republicans who are reluctant to support the measure are making it a political issue. But those who blocked the last attempt to extend unemployment say they just want guarantees that it won't add to the deficit. Democrats are confident that they will have the votes they need after Cart Goodwin is sworn in tomorrow to fill the West Virginia Senate seat left vacant by the death of Robert Byrd. The Pentagon says National Guard troops will begin a year-long assignment along the U.S.-Mexico border on August 1st. NPR's Ted Robbins says the 1,200 troops will go to 4 border states, half of them to Arizona.
President Obama announced the troop deployment a couple of months ago after lobbying by border state governors and members of Congress, but the date had not been announced before now. The troops will go to California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, where they'll watch for and report illegal crossers and drug smugglers. The troops will also help with investigations. They'll carry weapons, but they'll use them only to protect themselves. Along with the National Guard, the Department of Homeland Security is sending more aircraft, surveillance equipment, and at least 300 more Customs and Border Protection agents. Democrat and Republican officials in Arizona said it's a step in the right direction, but Republicans say it is not enough. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Scientists at an AIDS conference in Vienna are reporting a breakthrough in fighting the spread of the disease. Researchers say a vaginal gel has been successful in blocking the HIV virus. They say it could reduce by half a woman's chances of getting HIV from an infected partner. U.S. stocks gained on Wall Street today ahead of earnings reports this week from the technology sector. The Dow gained 56 points. The Nasdaq is up 19. This is NPR News. An Oklahoma law forcing women to watch an ultrasound before getting an abortion has been postponed. Michael Cross from member station KOSU says it'll be delayed until a judge decides if the law is constitutional.
Abortion rights advocates are hailing the temporary injunction on House Bill 2780. Kathleen Wallace with the Oklahoma Coalition for Reproductive Justice says the bill makes women watch the ultrasound and listen to the doctor's description of the fetus.
These kinds of anti-choice bills really worry women because when their reproductive rights are infringed upon, they pay the price.
But Tony Loinger with Oklahomans for Life says HB 2780 is good public policy.
It's very important for women to have this information before undertaking the lethal and irrevocable step of aborting an unborn child.
A pretrial conference is set for January 21st. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Some in Latin American countries want to join Mexico in supporting a lawsuit challenging Arizona's immigration enforcement law. Bolivia, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Paraguay, and Peru have filed motions to join Mexico's legal brief supporting challenges to the law. Mexico says the law would lead to racial profiling. Americans are spending less on home entertainment, with sales falling for the first half of the year as increased sales of Blu-ray players and digital downloads failed to make up for a decline in DVD sales. An industry trade group says overall sales are down 3% from a year ago. Purchases of packaged media like Blu-ray discs and DVDs are down 7%. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.